Today is Thursday, February 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I almost said 2021 there. Almost. I'm still doing it. I'm still signing my checks with the prior year. So yesterday was a hump day. And I had orchestra rehearsal. So I worked, you know, typical stuff. We've been working out and we've been really good, mostly probably because of Mark. I used to have so much willpower when I was younger, and it's always gone back and forth. But Mark made a comment that when I met him, I was working out 2 hours a day some days. Now, the year that I met Mark was the first year of the in-person Pride 48 event, and I had not met any of these people. I hadn't met Daniel in person. I hadn't met, you know, Big Fatty in person. I hadn't met anyone. Any of the people that you know, came that first year. And I was still at that stage. It's not that I don't care. I do care. I mean, I care about my looks, but I'm starting to get more resigned, you know, in, like I've said before, dad bod, and I'm going to age. Like, there's nothing I can do. There's only so much. I'm not going to be one of those sad people that... I don't want to judge people, but I'm going to attempt to be very, we'll say, what's a good word to use? I will always care about my looks, and I will try to do my best to look as good as possible. And I don't judge people who do things because I have no room to talk, you know, facelifts and all of this kind of stuff. Maybe one day I'll get, but I hope I don't go overboard is what I'm going to say. So I'm trying to just get used to, hey, Adam, you're going to age. You'll still be attractive. You know, every 10 years, look back at photos of yourselves 10 years before and you'll go, oh my God, I was so attractive. You know, so at every stage of your life, you'll be probably more attractive than you will be 10 years from now or whatever. But anyway, back then, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to meet everyone for the first time. And so I was working out a lot because I was trying to get down to just a tiny, you know, tiny person, basically. And Mark brings up, he's like, yeah, it's hard to believe that it's so hard to get you to work out now. And not hard to get me to work out, but that you're not working out 5 hours a day now anymore. You know, I don't know if he's subtly saying, Boyfie, you need to be working out more, or, you know, maybe he is. Oh my God. Maybe he's just like, hey, you're putting on the weight. Need to get in that gym. Anyway, regardless, I was working out 2 or 3 hours a day some days. I would do like a morning, like a two a day. I would do like a morning hour session, and then, you know, and then I would do an evening. Sometimes I would do 2 hours at a time on the elliptical, just watching TV and doing 2 hours. I can't imagine doing 2 hours now. But anyway, I was able to, you know, wear the tiny little tight outfits and whatever. And, but now he's got more willpower than me. And so normally it's like, okay, I'm going to work out. Are you working out with me? And, you know, that's good for me. That's good for me because I've got to get in there and do it. I don't work out on Wednesdays because I have orchestra. And so, and I, you know, I wasn't sure if we were having it because they put out this weird schedule where we're taking some weeks off now. And I wasn't sure, but then we got a text message in the afternoon saying, hey, everyone, we do have rehearsal. And so I just recorded, and that was about it after I finished work. And then I needed to leave and go to rehearsal. And so I get there, and, you know, Sunday I wasn't able to go to church because it had snowed. And so, I mean, I've been talking about that forever. So obviously you guys know, but I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to make it. One time a few years ago, we had ice. And I didn't think the roads were going to be bad, and I went to church. Well, the front entrance to the church is a hill. I mean, there's a hill leading up to the church parking lot. I didn't even think about it. Like, it didn't even cross my mind until I got on the hill. I turned into the driveway of the church and then remembered that it's a hill. And there was a line of traffic, and I wasn't going fast enough because of the other traffic, and my car started sliding backwards. And no matter how much gas I would put on, it would go sideways, but it wouldn't go forward. So one of the other trumpet players who had a Jeep luckily was nearby and saw that I was stuck, and was able to pull me up the rest of the way. So I think I was traumatized a little bit by that. But anyway, so, you know, I didn't go to church but one of the other trumpet players had texted us and said, oh, I'm not going to be there either because I have COVID. And he was there last night. And I wasn't sure. And here's what I said. I'm like, hey, how you feeling? Because what am I going to say? Hey, are you sure it was okay for you to expose us to yourself this soon? I'm like, hey, how you feeling? And he says, oh, yeah, I'm feeling better. He said, you know, Sunday, I had already had it for over a week. And he said, I probably could have come to church, but I just wanted to be extra careful. Now, did he tell me, oh, yeah, I took a test, I'm negative. I took two tests, I'm negative. No, he did not tell me that. So who knows? Like, I don't know how many days but I know the CDC said you need to, even after your symptoms go away. So like they say, quarantine for 5 days and wear a mask for 5 additional days. Well, he's playing a trumpet. He's not wearing a mask. I don't know. Anyway, so we had rehearsal and we got out a little bit early because the music director was out for some reason, and I don't know, there were a bunch of reasons. So I went and picked up food because, again, I don't cook on Wednesdays. This is like the one evening during the week that I'm not, you know, trying to keep from doing fast food, basically. And so I went and got Raising Cane's chicken and took it back home, and we watched this Jeopardy college tournament. The first episode of the college tournament with Mayim Bialik. And I don't know if you guys have watched it. We got really used to Alex Trebek. And, you know, I've never been a huge Jeopardy watcher. Generally speaking, those questions are kind of, you know, they were always kind of difficult for me. I'm smart, but I'm not a, like, I don't remember stuff, especially like geography and history. I'm good at math. I'm good at science. I'm good at stuff like that. But when you ask me, like, you know, who was William Copernicus's lover in the 18th century? I don't even know when he was. But anyway, I mean, I always felt dumb after watching that show. But Mark and I occasionally watch it, and we were used to Alex Trebek. He was so good. And, you know, for the past year, we've heard about all these people replacing Alex. And I'll say, you know, she was all right. I think anyone would be weird to us because they're not Alex. And, you know, he's no longer alive, so it can't be Alex. But anyway, we watched it and ate our Raising Cane's chicken. And then we watched some YouTube videos and stuff like that. And then it was basically time for bed. So, but tonight I don't have anything. So I'm going to work out after I'm done here. Mark and I will work out. And we're keeping Shane, which is my parents' dog. And so he's keeping us busy because he's deaf. And yeah, I swear he's on his last leg. Any day now. I hope not while we're keeping him, though. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.